This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Amy. We are in Kalim Ches Tes. Today, we'll be doing Ches Tes, Yud, Yud Aleph, and Tes Aleph. So we're going from Chat to Ta. Chat through Ta. 8, 9, 2, 9, 1. Okay. Let's go. Now, we learned that a Tanur, the special Chiddush about a Tanur and a Kira. What's the special Chiddush? That they're Kli Cheres. But that they're Mekabel Tum, even though they're attached to the ground, even though they don't have a container. They can't hold anything. A lot of times they have no bottom at all. That was very common. So a bar that has a base visa, a bar that they covered its walls with a layer of tit, and the tit is thick enough to stand independently, okay, and you could put a pot on top, similar to the bar of Ben Dinai mentioned in Hey Yud. But Ben Dinai was used for baking, and remember baking, we always put the bread on the sides of the oven, slap it to the sides, whereas this is used for bishul. This is used for bishul, and we put the pot on top. Okay? You put the pot on top. Tummy. Since the covering of the bar is used to put pots on top, it's a din of a kire. It's mekabel tumah like a din of a kire. Even though it's not looking like a regular oven, it's in the ground, etc. This is not the same halach as Ben Dinai. That one was a tanur. This is a kire. Why would you think there's a difference? I'm not sure. You'd think it would work for Ben Dinai's for tanur, but not for kire? I'm not sure why. Okay, I'm not really getting that. But, so what's the chiddush of this? The chiddush is that I guess that even though it's in the ground, it's mekabel tumah. It doesn't look like a regular tanur. Oh, fine. Feshaloi says chuchis. People, they make glass, and they melt the glass in this bar with the kire. If it has a place to put a pot on top of something, whoa, that's a chiddush, because this thing's not used for pots. It's used for glass. Oh. They explain as follows. This bar also is like similar to the reisha, has a din of a kire. It has tumah of a tanur. If there's a place to put a kedera, even though it was made for glass, and its primary usage is not for cooking, since you could make put a pot there, it's a kabel tumah. So that's a chiddush, it sounds like, is that the fact, an oven that's made strictly for glass and can only be used for glass would not have tumah of a tanur or kira. But since I could use it for cooking, even though that's not the primary usage, I don't know if anybody's ever going to do that, but you made it that way. That's mekabel tumah. Okay. Some say you need to make that rim on top for bishul purposes. Okay, so I guess that's a chiddush. First we start off in teaching you that you can have a kira that's in the ground. Then we're teaching you that you have a kira that's made for glass, but if I have a place where I can cook on it, that's also mekabel tumah. Vahiter. Kivshan, the furnace, shebebebel sayodin. Of the lime makers, where they heat up the lime. Vishel Zagogin. Of the glass blowers, where they melt the glass. Sounds like what we just said. Vishel Yaitzrim, which is made to burn Kli Cheres, Tahira. All these things are Tahira. Why? Because I guess you can't put pots on it. Yeah. But they say, no, they say I'm wrong. They say even if you would put a pot on top, this is, they can't be used for bishul because they're too hot. Interesting. So even though I could put a pot, yeah, but since it's so hot, you wouldn't do that. So it's not makabel toma. Fascinating. Okay. Porna. What's the porna? Porna. Look, the is a large oven made out of cheres, used for baking and for cooking. The opening of this tanner is on the side, like our ovens. Hmm. Not on top like a regular tanner. Uh huh. It did not have a bottom. You'd put your pot on the ground or your bread. It's much similar to our ovens. So it's Tahira. Why? Why is it Tahira? Because it's being used with the ground. The Ikar usage of it is with Idei the ground. The Tanur and the Tahira is when you're putting the bread on the walls. The kira, you're putting something on top of it. It's being done cooking with the actual utensil, with the actual appliance. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That, the tayra was mechadish, even though it's mechubil karka, it's mitame. Mm-hmm. 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 You know, there's no tayra, mitame. Uh-huh. But the porno, when you're cooking on the ground, thus nisht. Mm-hmm. The tayra never said that. Okay. But, says the Mishnah, mieshal lizbeis tamea. If it has a thick rim at the bottom that you can put on the bread, then it's tamei. Because then it's cooking ayde the kli itself. Holes. Rims. So we're going to go with the Seish Mepharshim, which is the Rav B'Shem and Rabbeisai, that all these are three words that are synonyms. They all mean the same thing. They all mean a bottom rim. There is no machlagis. Everyone is just saying the lashon that he heard from his rebbe. Fascinating. Others don't disagree with that, so don't think that's the only. That's, we went with that pshat because it was more understandable. The other pshat were a little harder. Okay, we should go. Here we go, Rabbi Sai. We said, Rabbi Sai, that you have Thomas Mashkim as two very important gezeiros derabbanan that you need to know. What are the two that you need to know? Mashkim that touched a rishain, which should become a sheni. Mashkim touched a sheni, which should become a shlishi, which is only negiah for truma and kachim. Chazal said, no! The mashkim become a rishain. And they can become a mechulon. Big chiddush. One more time. Mashkim touches a rishain or a sheni, the mashkim becomes a rishain. Another halacha. Mashkim that are a rishain, mashkim are tmeim, should I say. No, it could be it's only a rishain. Yeah, it could be only rishon. I'm not sure. They're metame kelim. Generally speaking, a kelim can only be kabel tumah from an av. But the guys are mashkin. They're metame kelim. The kelim become a sheni. Rabbi Sai, remember those rules because it's going to be very, very relevant in our Mishnah. Ready? Maga tumay mace. A person who touched the tumay mace. So he's a rishon. Okay. Show you all clean the mashkin and say if he has food and drink in his mouth, leave the food out of here. It's not really that relevant to us. They ask why it's here, but well, he has liquid in his mouth. I have wine. Ahichnis roishu lavir atanur, and in a very brave act or a very foolish act, he sticks his head in the middle of the oven. Hopefully, the oven has no fire. Tar. A tanner that's tahar, temu. Well, let's think about it. This is mashkim tameim. Now he's a rishon. His mashkim should have been a sheni, but we said well, a mashkim always becomes a rishon, and that rishon now went into the oven. It's in the teich of the avir of the tanner. It's been tameh the oven. Bam. Midrabanan. Mm-hmm. What about tumah balua? It's absorbed in human body, like the chicken a few mishnayos ago. No. Why? In a person's mouth is not considered balua. But you didn't know that. Weiter now. How about the opposite case? He's a adam tar. He's a tar that can manage. He's got food and liquid in his mouth. So what does the tanner do? The tanner, let's say, the sheretz went into the tanner. The tanner was a rishon. So a rishon is now hitting onto the mashkim in his mouth. A rishon touches mashkim. The mashkim becomes a rishon. Mashkim's a rishon. You don't think that a person's mouth would be like a tzum and psil? No. Tzum psil is about kelim, not about them. Fine. Biter? Hoya oichel deveila. The person was eating pressed figs. Biadayim misayavis with dirty hands. Hands that are a shiny little mo. Okay. My hands are a shiny. Why are they a shiny? They touched a region. They touched Kisvei HaKodesh. They touched the Stam Yadayim or a shiny. All right. Fine. So what happened if the hands would touch Mashkim? Mashkim become a region based on what we said earlier today. Okay. This fellow is eating a fig, dry pressed figs, with tummy to get hands. So if he would touch the figs, nothing would happen. Because they're shiny, can't make a shiny in chun. But let's see. He puts his hands in his mouth. He'll sort of take a rock. He's got a lot going on in his mouth. We got figs, we got rocks, and now we have hands. Rameir mitame. Why, Rameir, are you mitame? He says, Reik, your saliva is a mashke. Your hands touch your saliva. They make the saliva into a rishain. That rishain will now mitame your devela. Not us to eat, but, you know, got to know that. Reb Yehuda mitahir. Your reik is not a mashke. Your spit is not a mashke until it leaves your mouth. Calls mine, your reik is in your mouth. It's considered part of your body. Okay, everybody say? That's what Yehuda says. Fine. A third opinion, a pshara, like this. If he moved around the tvila in his mouth, he holds that reik is only considered a mashke if it moved from its place. So, kol man did not, it's considered part of your body, it's not a mashke. When the reik moves around in your mouth, even though it's still in your mouth, it's not considered part of your body, it's considered a mashke. Okay. Last case. Haya pudyayin l'seich piv. He had a coin in his mouth. Why would you put a coin in your mouth?
Because he's nuts.
With the dvela. And then he put his hand in. Hope he didn't have any rocks this time also. He's got a lot going on in his mouth. Somebody he put his head in the oven too.
To quench your thirst. How does the coin quench your thirst?
Because it gets your body to produce more saliva, and then you drink it.
Okay.
Don't ask questions. Racy, I'm try that one next time you're thirsty. Please, I hope it's a new. I hope you sanitize that coin first. Do me a favor. Racy, I'm imlet smoy. If you do it because you're thirsty, then raise it to me. Why? What's the difference? Because this is, since this rig was created by the pudyon, that he put the pudyon in his mouth in order to increase his rig. It's considered a mashka. Why? What's the vart? If it was not Necker, before he said it has to be Necker. Now he's saying not that way. No, he's saying no. He's, even though before he said it has to be Necker. I don't know, because you create it with kavana. That's the pshat. I guess. I'm not seeing a different pshat. All right. Mishnah Yerah Aleph. Ha'isha Womed Shnataf Chalav Mida Deo. That dripped milk from her breast. Okay. This woman was an avatoma. She was an Ida. She was a Zava. She was a Rishon Latoma. Yeah, it could be a lot of different situations. Well, yeah, she's obviously is a birthing mother. She's... Stam women in the street don't have milk coming out of them. So let's get something straight over here, okay? Chomer geyser, that any mashke that comes from a tummy person, like blood from a wound, milk from a woman, it's tummy, as if they touched it. Okay? So therefore, whether she was an av, whether she was a rishon, that mashke automatically becomes a rishon. Xer was the Xer at the bottom. Okay. And it falls into the walls of the Tanur. Tamei. The Tanur becomes Tamei. Why? Since the milk is a mashke Tamei. It's Matame the Tanur. How is a mashke able to Matame a Tanur? A Tanur is a Kli. Answer is Xer at the bottom. Shemashke mitame l'rotzim shalrotzim, whether you want it to come out or not. What's that? Okay. That even though it came out unintentionally, it's still mitame. When it comes to hechsher, which we did not learn about too much, and Seth was machshir and all about liquids falling on foods and makes them roid to mekabel toma, it's only if it went l'rotzim. We have to exactly learn all the rules about that. But that does not apply here. I don't know why you think it does. All right. Weiter. Haisai garfatu. This woman, she was sweeping her oven. Vixo akoitz. She hits a thorn. Vyosmin adam, and blood comes out. Now it's a dam is a mashke, mekabel toma. It's tame. Touched. It's considered. It came out of her. It's shloiter at sign. It doesn't make a difference. This is. So I just wanted to get something straight over here. Are we geyser? This liquid is tame. The milk and the blood because it came out of her. That's what they said. Any mash that comes out of tummy is tummy. Midra baron. And we're not saying that it touched her. Either one can easily make that case. Once it comes out, it's touching her skin. It doesn't seem that's the way we're learning. But so then why is it a rishon? Because it's considered as if it came into contact with her. I don't really 100% understand it. But something like that. I mean, geyser mashkim is always a rishon. So I mean, midra'is would be nothing. The Rabbanon, there were said two things. So why did it come a mashke yitzim natame? Why don't you come on to that? Just come on to say the fact that it came out of her body and it touched her as it's on its way out. I'm not sure exactly. I don't have that clear. The Rav says, doesn't say much. It's as if she touched it. Right, they don't bring down what they say over here in these Mishnayos over here. That they say that there's a special din Rabbanon, there were geyser, the mashke yitzim natame is tame. Okay, I don't know. Not really clear on that Indian. Fine. So, Oshinichva, she got burnt. Nebuch. At least she didn't put her head in the oven this time.
She was smarter than the guy.
Smarter than the previous guy. And Vinasa, that's supposed to be put her finger in her mouth. And now we have Reich. Now that Reich is Tomei. She's Tomei, remember? So now that she puts that rake and what she wants back into the oven.
Into the oven.
Okay. She puts it back in. It's Matami the Tanner. Nitma the Tanner is Tommy. Okay. So we have blood, we had rake, and we had milk. Interesting, by the way. Milk is considered one of the Zion Mashkim that have Tumah. But there's questionable if that applies to mother's milk, human milk. They say not so poshut. Some say that it's only chalav behema, chalav isha of a woman, is only the rabban. Fascinating. One more. You still with me?
We'll be ready.
All right. Mishnah, Haperek Test Mishnah Aleph. I wish I could say this last one's going to be nice and short, but I have my doubts. Machat, a needle, o tabas, or a ring, shenimso ben chushto yishal tanner, they're found on the bottom of the tanner. Usually it's the ground.
How do they know the needle is tummy if they just found it there?
There's a big question about that. What if you're not sure if it was tummy or not? What the halacha would be, big discussion. It sounds like there's a tzad to say that it's, when it, even my, in doubt, it still has the status of tumah. But we'll tell you we know there was tummy. Well, you know. Can I tell you something? I mean, okay. You ever walked into the hospital wearing, I don't know, whatever you're wearing, it's Thomas Mace. Funeral home, all these things. All right. Yeah. So they're avs, these things, okay? They're avatumas. They touch the mace. All right. What happened? Nirim avaloyitzim. They are set into the bottom of the oven, but they're not covered with dirt. They're nirin, you see them, but they're not yitzim. They don't actually go into the oven. How's that possible? Well, apparently there was in the floor, there was some depression over there. It was sunk in. You're stuck in the area, it was sunk in. Okay. Fine. So, what's halacha? Ma'ifes about to give you bake a dove and a gebe, and you put it on the bottom, and it would touch them. So then, Tom, maybe say it is considered even the avir of the tanor, even though it's not really level, it's a little below the level. Tom, is a betzek or more type of betzek? Betzek beni with in between, not too soft, not too hard. They're saying it's not so deep, and if you put the bread in there, the bread obviously sinks a little bit. It would touch it. It's in the tanner. Fascinating. But so deep that it wouldn't. That's not part of the tanner. Not part of the tanner. The Betzik Beinini. Not too soft. If it was too soft, then anything would sink in. If it was too hard, nothing would sink in. It's just something in the middle. Okay. So why would we look at it this way? I mean, do we ever put bread at the bottom of the oven? There's a footnote that, yes, sometimes they did. When it was full, they would put bread at the bottom on the floor. Okay. All right. Fine. Nimtzu bitfeilas hatanur. If these ring or the needle was found in the tefillah of the tanner, the coating of the tanner, that you cover it from outside to insulate it. In this case of the Mishnah, the needle or the ring are tahiris. All right. Mokaf tzamid psil. The tanner, which is in an ohel with a mace, is covered with a tzamid psil, with a good seal. In bitame tmein vim bitahar te hoidim. Okay. If the tanner itself has become tameh be'oil ames, Nachum Rabbi say, if the tanner itself has become tameh, for example, that this covering was not done properly, so then even the ring is tameh, even though it's not open, exposed. We don't say it's balua. No. Blue is only an animal or a human being. Okay. But in betahir to hide him, if the summoned psil was done properly, then to hide him. What are we saying now, everybody say? Bas mezugin yet. Was wir suchen jetzt? We're saying now is that if the Tanur itself was not Tamei, because it had some Epsil, then the Kalim are also not Tamei. They're bottled to the Kli. So you're saying that if the Tanur itself is not Tamei, because some Epsil, Mamel, these are not Tamei. They're bottled to the Kli. It's a big Chiddush, because they're separate Kalim. No, they're bottled to the Kli. It's a big Chiddush. Say this, Lekula. Fascinating. Okay. Fine. They say over here, even though some psil does not help for kli shetef, for kelim that have tara b'mikvah that are found within the kli cheres, really. So many say, the idea over here is because that they come bottled to the Tanur. They consider a chelik from the Tanur. Fascinating. Others say a different shot. That what? That there's only a kelim of an amar, it's a kelim of a chaver. That which kli shetef are not saved by some psil is only a kelim of an amar, it's not a kelim of a chaver. Wow. Wow. Okay. Fascinating. Fascinating. Okay. That's Vaidur. Nimtzu b'megufas achavis. They were found in the seal of the jug. Okay. And again, this jug is an oil of a mace. Has some psil. So, well, I mean, the meguf itself is the some psil. I think that's what I understand it. Okay. The bottom part of the pekak is narrower than the chavis. As you put it in, I guess it's, you know, it's narrower, and you stick it in, and you wedge it in. Like, you know, like you have a, like a wine stopper. It's like narrow at the bottom, and you stick it in its wine on top, and it makes a seal. Okay, fine. So we're going to talk about, let's say the needle or the ring is in the meguvas achavis, in the actual seal. So first state in the Mishnah. Mitzideha tmeim, mikneged pia tahirim. If the needle or the ring are in the part that's on the side of the chavis, the part that's not opposite the opening, then I can't help you. Since you're not part of the seal of the chavis, you're not considered a chelik of the chavis, you're not bottled to the chavis, and your tummy. But Masha'egin, if a Keneged Pia, if you'd be opposite the opening, you're considered part of the Magufa, then you're considered part of the Chavis, and the Mukaf, some Psil of the Chavis helps for you too? Like we said in the previous case of the Mishnah. So you see, the ring is part of the Magufa, and the Magufa is part of the Chavis. Wow. Fascinating. All right. Almost done. Almost done. Rabbi say, hang in there. Nirin b'saicha, avaloi the avido. Let's say the ring or needle are not 100% buried in the meguva. They're at the bottom, and you could see them. They're exposed, but they didn't actually enter into the airspace of the chavis. That's good enough. That's still tyrant. That's still tyrant. How's that possible? Oh, so they show a picture like that. There was a little air gap between the top of the chavis and the magufa, and that's where the ring is. So it's exposed, but it's not in it. Aha. What's the part? Why is it tar? Here, even in this situation, it's bottled to the magufa. And if it would be, if it would be in it, then not. It would be part of the Magufa. That's what it sounds like. They're not bottled to the Magufa, really. then it's some psil does not help. I, you have the heter of some psil. Some psil is not a heter for kli shetef that's in a kli chavis. It's in a kli cheres. Well, we're finishing up. This is, you get to the hardest part. The hardest part is the end of here.
9-1.
There's not bottle to the chavis in this situation. It's not bottle to the meguva. Phew. The needle or the ring, yeah. Not both of the Maguvan situation. They're considered as if they're in the chavis. Okay, I don't understand. Get it? Shaykin b'saycha. However, if they are sunk into it, but there is tachteim underneath them, a layer of tit, even if it's thin, kiklipas hashum, like garlic peel, that's part of the Maguva and tohirim. Why? They consider a chilek the magufa, an extra teich of the chavis. So what's the only case you... If you're exposed and in the teich, then not. That's what it sounds like. Then we can't help you. If you're exposed and within the teich. Okay, Rabbi Zai, I think we're on the air already at 31 minutes for today. Yeah, I've been giving shir for a while now.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.